is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. I fixed it up with Jesus many years ago. I know he'll see me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in the glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. The songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Well, just over in the glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. The songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world. Sing it again. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me, heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, God bless you. It's good to have you here this evening. We've got a lot of visitors. God bless you. Good to have you with us. Man, I'm looking forward to a wonderful time in his presence. I trust you are as well. Amen. Let's sing that little song. We've got the power in the name of Jesus, the key of F.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Now, us, but the bride of Jesus, Lord, she's still alive. Like a mighty army, she keeps marching onward, winning every battle, 'cause the Lord's on her side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Well, give me your hand. Let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. Whatever we find on earth shall be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Yes, we've got the power. Yes, we've got the power. In the name of the Lord, though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name. Now let's make it personal. I've got the power. I've got the power. In the name of Jesus, I've got the power. In the name of the Lord, though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. For I've got the power. In the name of, oh, sing it one more time. Yes, I've got the power in the name of Jesus. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, Satan rages, I cannot be defeated. For I've got the power in the, oh, you sound good. Sing it one more time. Well, I've got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, sing it now. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, I cannot be defeated. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to key of G.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away. I've been born again, more than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Oh, hallelujah.
time. Well, I'm a new creation, and I'm a brand new man. Old things, they are passed away, and I've been born again. More than a conqueror, that's what I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man.
Amen. Praise our Lord. I like to sing as we get ready just to turn to these prayer requests. I know the master of the wind, key of C. Is that me crackling again? I'll fix that.
Start with a chorus.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Sing it one more time.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of...
Help me out on the verses.
My boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Ever there's a wind in my sails. But my heavenly Father, He watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. For He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle in the sky. Among the peaks my soul can be found. But an unexpected storm, it may drive me from the heights. It may bring me low, but it will never bring me down. Oh, shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Sing it again.
Yes, I know the master of the wind. Oh, yes, I know the maker of the rain. For He can calm each storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to prayer. Ask Brother Peter Coffey, if you'd come and just open the service in prayer. We want to pray for Rod White. He
He had a stroke yesterday. He has one carotid artery that's 100% blocked and the others are 90%. He has surgery tomorrow at noon. The doctor said he will die without surgery. So we want to remember that Rod White this evening, and his wife and son. Also, we want to remember Mike Pritchard's mother in prayer. She was admitted to the hospital today with heart issues. Also, Sister Carrie Whitlock, we want to lift her up in prayer. And Uriah, we've been praying for little Uriah. We had the head injury. Sister Haley Grace's first cousin's son. So we want to remember Uriah and pray the Lord would just continue to work. They were apparently, last update was they were able to take the tubes out and different things off of him, but he's still in a tight spot. So we just want to remember him. If you have a need tonight, just raise your hand to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Lord Jesus, what an honor and a privilege it is, Lord, for us to gather tonight in your house, Lord. And it's a collection of houses for you coming together into one common house where you can meet us, where you can speak to us, Lord, and minister to whatever our needs might be. And some of these are physical and very, very urgent. Some are spiritual, Lord. There might be financial needs. There's so many things that are trials and tribulations among us, Lord. But we know the master of the winds, and we're so thankful for that, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your blessings to us and how you provide, and you give us so many good things, Lord, physically and in our families, Father, but not just that, spiritually as well, Lord. And we think about the word that we have in the end time and how it blesses us and how it ministers to us and how it feeds us, Lord. And so we come tonight with our cups empty, Father, and just ready to be filled up and looking forward to what you'd have to say to us, whatever that might be. We pray you'd minister to the speaker tonight, Father, as he comes forth, and just lay on his heart whatever we'd have need to hear. And I pray that you would bless our ears to hear it as well. Lay aside every distraction, Father. I pray that you'd forgive us of any sins, anything that might beset us, Father, as we focus on your word tonight. And I pray that it just be a special service and we'd hear in a special and a mighty way from you. We think, Lord, of Sister Carrie Whitlock tonight. We think of Brother Mike Pritchard's mom, Father, and this urgent prayer request for the man who has surgery tomorrow, Lord, and it's a life and death situation, and that's certainly not too urgent for you. And so we just commit him to you and pray that it would be a testimony, and we'll give you all the glory for it. We've been praying for little Uriah relative to the Johnsons, and just a young little guy, 3 years old, stricken like that in such a strange way, and we don't understand it all, but Father, I just pray that you continue to move in his behalf, Lord, and just bless him especially. And parents, I think about what they must be going through and how hard that is. And Father, just go to that hospital room right now, I'd ask and pray, and we hold him before you in a really special way, and just pray that, Lord, first and foremost, your will would be done for him, Lord Jesus, but that his life would be touched, and again, that it would be such a special testimony for you of your grace and your mercy in his life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercies to us, and we just, again, commit this service and all that's done and said in our fellowship. We just give it all and place it in your hands. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Man, why don't you turn around, shake hands with one another. So the best thing you can say is God bless you as you're seated. Mentioned we've got a lot of people visiting. I remember most of you by face, just not by name. It's good to have you here, and those of you who are joining us online, good to have you as well joining us. So God bless you. Amen. Let's sing 5027. How great is our God. Let's start with the first verse.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice.
He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! Oh, we'll see how great is our God! And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The bride and Christ are one, and uniting time has come, and soon we're going home. Yes, soon we're going home. How great! Yes, sing with me. How great! Oh, we'll see. How great is our? Oh, sing it again. How great! Oh.
Let's all join in and sing. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. One last time, just our voices. Oh, how great is our God. Oh, sing with me, how great our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. How great is our God. Amen. Amen. If I could have the deacons come at this time, we'll take the tithes and the offering. If you could play that song, He's Alive and Well, and we'll get ready to turn the service to Brother Barry. John.
come to you tonight, Lord, just thanking you for all that you've given and done for us, Lord. We want to show you our love, Lord. It's a hard thing for a human to show love to an eternal being such as yourself, Lord, the supreme being. May you be with us tonight, Lord. Soften our hearts and prepare them to accept your word, Lord. We pray that this offering would be used according to your will, Lord, and to accomplish all that you have for it. We love you and we thank you and ask your blessings upon it. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Let's sing this as Brother Barry comes.
He's alive and well, living in me to tell the world that he is the same. For he's the same yesterday, today, forever. Jesus is alive and well. Oh, he's alive and well, living in me to tell the world that he is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is alive and well. Yes, he's alive and well, living in me to tell the world that he is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is alive and well.
One more time.
Well, he's alive and well, living in me to tell the world that he is the same. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is alive and well.
Brother Barry told me if he didn't come out, he told me just take over. I told him I don't preach. Let's say he's in the house. Do you know that? Do you know? Okay, I have it in the key of G.
He's in the house. Let's stand. Death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. Oh, there's no more doubt. Oh, praise his name. Let's praise his name. Lying there, and people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. Then he took her by the hand. She began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord, and some began to say, he's in the house. To flee. Oh, now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. Oh, there's no more doubt. Just praise his name. Oh, praise his name. He's in the house. was like that little girl, dead in all my sins, till Jesus touched this heart of mine and gave me life again. I'm just a house of clay. Ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines on me for all the world to see. For he's in the house. Yes, death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there, oh hope, there's no more doubt. Praise his name, praise his name. He's in the house. Used to be, now there is hope. Oh, there's no more doubt. Praise his name, just praise his name. Oh, he's in the house. Yes, death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Oh, he's here this evening. Sing him one more time. He's in the house, so death has to flee. Oh, now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. Oh, there's no more doubt. Praise his name. Praise his name.
Singing again now one more time. Thank you, Jesus.
He's in the house. Death had to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. Yes, there's no more doubt. Oh, praise his name. Let's pray. In the house.
Praise the Lord. Sound like you got it tonight. Amen. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. Good to be back on the good old U.S. soil. And we just flew in last night, and we're glad to be able to be here today. So tomorrow we have our trip over to the Ark for those of you that are going. And we are very thankful for Sister Simone and all her organizing and getting us to where we are today. So everyone should have their instructions. And on the bus, Brother Peter will be in charge, and he'll give you instructions in the morning, you know, no smoking, that kind of thing, and all that stuff laid out. So you're allowed to chew, but you can't smoke. So We're thankful for that, and Sister Becky and I are going to meet you there. The several people that are driving, coming different times, and we're going to meet you over there tomorrow night, Lord willing. So we're looking forward to it, and it'll be a real blessing for those of you that have not been there before. Those of you that have been years ago, it'll be good to a refresher for you to be there. So we're looking forward to that. We also, I didn't have on our prayer list, Sister Sharon and the kids are up in Edmonton, and we certainly miss them. We had a good report from Sister Lori Snow. who we've been praying for, and she is in a facility, rehab facility, and she's going to be there less than a month now, and then hopefully, and then she can go back to Arizona, back in her homeland. So we're very thankful for the good report there. We are honored tonight to have Brother Naidu with us, and this is just a real blessing and a real treat. I appreciate Aaron arranging that for us last week. And Brother Naidu and I have known of each other for many, many years, and it was really nice tonight to make that final connection together. And I was telling him tonight that I've stolen lots of his thoughts and lots of, I mean, it's embarrassing probably how much. Because I just really appreciate the way he ministers and the inspiration that God has given him. And I know that's a gift of God, and really appreciate that. And he's very active and travels a fair bit. Pastors a church in Johannesburg and South Africa. And we are just really honored tonight and blessed to have him with us. So without any further ado, we're going to turn it over to him. And I want you just to put your feet under the table, get your notebook out if you got it, and I know you'll be blessed tonight. So we appreciate all of you being here, guests and visitors, and even our friends being here tonight. So may God richly bless you. Let's sing that little chorus, Open Our Eyes, Lord, and we'll turn it right over to Brother Brian here tonight. Open Our Eyes, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and
wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Let's lift our hands tonight. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper.
Spirit,
we long to embrace.
Hallelujah.
You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost their way. Oh, we hopelessly lost the way.
That's it, you're the one.
Oh, you are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Always hunger for
Almighty,
Infinite Father,
hallelujah,
faithfully loving your role.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You love the Lord this evening?
Amen.
Amen. He's the one we hunger for.
Yes.
He's the one we adore, we worship, we praise. We come to church for that.
Yes.
It's to uplift His holy name. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'll not want to keep you too long standing, but I want to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I certainly count this a privilege to speak to the blood wash tonight. Amen. Just to know that we are gathered under the revealed word of the hour. It's a wonderful thing to know. Can you imagine you one in a million here tonight? He could have chosen anybody else, but He chose you. We are the most privileged people on the face of the earth. Amen. I want to greet Brother Barry. I want to say thank you very much for the liberty for me to come here tonight and speak. And everyone that is here, God richly bless you. If you have your Bibles, St. John chapter 1. And verses 29, I'll speak afterwards when I get you off your feet. The Bible says, and the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And listen to verses 31. For I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode on him. And he comes back to verses 33. He says, and I knew him not, but he sent me to baptize with water. The same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says if we desire the Holy Ghost, we can ask. He will give us the Holy Ghost. Bible says, he says, if an earthly father knows how to give good gifts to his children, he says, how much more the heavenly Father tonight.
Amen.
So let's bow our heads. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word that's been read here tonight, Father. Any mortal can turn the pages of the book. But Lord, we believe in Lord Jesus, the divine revelation coming straight from you, Father. Any Lord God, man can give his own interpretation, but we thank you for, Lord, the perfect interpretation in our day, Father. We don't have to guess, we don't have to thumb suck things, Father, but we know that, Lord Jesus, your word has been opened unto us. And Lord, we thank you that we can enjoy the opening of the word. Bless, Lord God, your children, bless Brother Barry, the church, Father. We want to pray for that trip tomorrow, that you would go before them, Father, and grant them safe passage, Father. And Lord, may they say, Lord, did not our heart burn within us as he spake with us? Bless us here this evening is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you. You may take your seats. Amen. I want to once again just kind of give you a little introduction. There is some familiar faces that I know. Emmanuel Walker. I know some. I met Brother Barry's son and his wife at the meetings. I'm trying to get his name. What was his name? I know he's a coffee. Lucas. Where's Lucas? I saw him on the music. Okay. Lucas. spoke so well, Brother Barry, on influences down at the camp, and we certainly enjoyed Lucas. And so tonight I brought my wife along, Sister Crystal. She's the most beautiful lady in this room. And she's on my left-hand side. She's right there at the back, sitting next to Sister Pam. And we thank the Lord that she could meet. We have two children, Jalen and Miguel. They couldn't make it on this trip. Normally they come with us, but you know, the kids get big. They start their own businesses. They've got courtships. They want to get married. So yeah, I'm getting up there. You know, when you see them do these things, then you know you're getting. I'm so happy to see Emmanuel here. Emmanuel stayed in our house as well when he came to South Africa, and we're certainly happy to see him as well. I want to speak a simple subject tonight, just speaking about the Spirit descending. Just the Spirit descending. It's so important that we know that we cannot live without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Benham says we can't live without the Holy Ghost for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. If God leaves His Spirit from us, you can imagine what will happen in this world. It's already bad as it looks. It's so bad. Hell is on earth. Brother Bam says hell is here. I mean, we see the way people are behaving, and we see how people are turning to the side and to the left. Hell is on the earth. And if hell is like that, then you can imagine when the Holy Ghost leaves, He says it will become brood beast. Yeah, that's what the Scripture says. They will become that way. So we want to be led by the Spirit of God, because the Bible says they that are led by the Spirit of God, they shall be called the sons of God. Is that right? So I just want to speak a simple subject here tonight. But before I do, listen to what Brother Benham says when the Holy Spirit told him, pick up your pen and write. In this day, God wrote a letter to the bride. And we're enjoying that letter. And everything God wanted to say to us, He said it through a prophet messenger for this age. We don't have to guess anymore who's the man of sin, what is going to happen. Everything, that's why the bride is certain. This is a time where we have to be stable. This is a time where we have to be sure of what we're talking about. Can we say amen? Now listen to what he says here quickly, and I won't keep you too long tonight. You know, I am an African though, so. The Africans have bad reputation, so. So I'll try and put my African menace one side and just be a real brother tonight. Is that okay? All right. Listen to what Brother Benham says. He speaks about this last day messenger, which we don't have to guess who he is. We know God sent the prophet in this day. Amen. We have to watch his nature. We have to see. I mean, we can look at different men. I'm sure there's many men that's eloquent, men that could speak. Even in Brother Benham's day, there was great men. There was Oral Roberts. There was Billy Graham and so forth. But God used a little Kentuckian with a low-grade education. God used that man because for God, the things of this world doesn't really concern him. He's hunting godly seed. That's according to Malachi. God hunts a godly seed. And so God will never lose you. He'll either pull you with an irresistible force, and he'll put you on an irreversible course. It's like your birth. It's irreversible. So God will pull you irresistible. So you have no choice in this matter. You can't say, well, I love God. You can't love him unless he loved you first. That's what the Scripture says. Okay? So listen to what he says. He says, now this last day messenger will appear in God's appointed time. It's in the end time now, as we all know, for Israel is in the homeland. And any time now, he will come according to Malachi. When we see him, he will be dedicated to the word. He will be indicated, pointed out in the word, according to Revelation 10:7. And God will vindicate his ministry. We have a vindicated. If you will allow me to say that this ministry of the end time is actually over vindicated. God is not looking for somebody to vindicate the message. The message has already been vindicated. It's actually over-vindicated. That's just so many infallible proofs of God being among us. We don't have to look for more proofs. He's here. Brother Bam says, my ministry is to declare that he is here now. And we believe that. Can we say amen? Amen. So we believe that he's here in the spirit form of his word, and that's the manner in which he chose to reveal himself to us. Listen to what he says. Many will misunderstand him. Many will misunderstand him because they have been taught scripture in a certain way, which they consider truth. Now, anybody can pick up the scripture and it can be taught a certain way. And that's why many times people will misunderstand this message. They'll call us a cult. They'll call this. They'll say that. And all hell is against this truth. But this still remains the truth. Can we say amen? So they will understand him because they are being taught scripture in a certain way, which they consider truth. And when he comes against that, they will not believe. Even some true ministers will misunderstand the messenger because so much has been called God's truth by deceivers. This is powerful when you think about it. And that's why we have to be careful as ministers. You know, we can maybe teach our own things, and we don't want to teach our own things. Because you're dealing with the elect of God. Elect according to foreknowledge. So ministers, true ministers, will misunderstand the messenger because so much has called God's truth by deceivers. But this prophet will come as a forerunner to the first coming, and first forerunner came and cried, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." Even so will he no doubt cry, "Behold the Lamb of God coming in glory." He will do this. For even as John was the messenger of the of truth to the elect, so is the one last messenger to the elect and the word-born bride. So we don't have to guess because somebody has already pointed us. He is here in spirit form of his word. He's here now. What is he doing? Brother M says, fixing us for a resurrection. Can we say amen? Now, brother and sister, John says, "I bear record that I've seen the Spirit descending." Can you imagine? He says, "I've seen it." Now we have to understand that was John's testimony. And then when John was in prison, he said, "Now one day, is this really the one? Go ask him, is he the one or should I look for another?" And then the Lord Jesus says, "Well, John, go tell John what you see. Tell him the blinded eyes see. Tell him the lame walk. Tell him that the cripple are healed. Tell him the things that you see, because that message that came is now vindicated." Can you see what prison mentality can do to people sometime? When you get into a prison, when you get into a circumstance, you'll start thinking, is the message real? Is this really true? Why am I going through this? Am I only the only? Let me tell you, brothers, be encouraged. He is here. Amen. And he's leading the church into higher heights and deeper depths. We don't have to fear. Tomorrow you're going into the ark. Tomorrow on your trip, you're going to see the ark. And when you step in there, amen, you can imagine how Noah felt when he got into that ark. Maybe the children had to ask Noah, did God really tell you, that is the wood right? Is the pitch right? Whatever you have, is this real? And Noah said, "Listen here, guys, just trust him in this time. We might not understand the mechanics and the dynamics, but whatever he says, it's going to happen. Because God is not a man that he should lie." Amen. Amen. He'll perform his word every time. And Brother Bim says he'll do it every time until he does it for the last time. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Now watch this. Paul, John says, "And I knew him not." Let's bring John to the podium. How could you say you don't know him? Jesus is your cousin. We could clearly say that, John, you're a liar. Because Jesus is your cousin. How can you say, "I knew him not"? And you say twice, "I knew him not." But you see, you have to take the Bible in its contents. And you know, sometimes God will phrase himself a certain way. He will speak a certain way and he would hide himself. Oh, that's God. He'll hide it in such a way that the wise and the prudent can't catch it. But he reveals it to babes as such as would learn. So when we bring John the Baptist to the podium, he said, "John, do you say you don't know him?" He says, "I don't know him. But it was your cousin down at the river. How come you say you don't know him?" John said, I don't know him. He said, "But and if we look at it, John didn't really know him, spiritually speaking. He didn't know that Jesus was going to be the one." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But now, John wasn't speaking about the physical because he knew him as a cousin after the flesh. But not after the Spirit. And we can say tonight as a bride of Jesus Christ, we don't know the Lord Jesus after the flesh. But we know him after the Spirit. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. We can also testify that we know him after the Spirit. Why? The Spirit has descended. Now, brother and sister, God can only save those who are of the same bloodline. That's a strong statement. He can only save those that are of his bloodline, of his kind. The Bible says, and you shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people. Now, who's his people? Because he was neither Jew, nor was he Gentile. So who is his people? His people are those that has the same nature, that has the same bloodline, that has the same life. And when the Spirit descends, it must descend on a person that has the same gene, that has the same nature. Because the dove descending cannot come on a wolf. It cannot come on any other creature. The dove must come down on a lamb, because they have the same nature. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why when you come to the Lord, your nature must be changed. That's why Jesus preached, you must be born again. We cannot overemphasize on it, especially our children in the message. They don't sometimes know what it's like to be born again, because they're raised in a message. They know the prophet, they know the tapes, they know the books. And that's where they can sometimes be trapped in a corner, because they have religion, but not relationship. And God is not interested in religion. Religion is a covering. He wants a relationship. And Brother Benham says, my ministry is not to come that a relationship between me and the people would be established, but a relationship between him and the people. Amen. Not for 1 minute do I bring a message to draw people to myself. Oh, I feel real at home here tonight. Amen. You know why? Because I sense the same nature. Amen. I sense the same spirit. Amen. Amen. The same God that met me in Africa is the same God that met you in America. Amen. Why? Because he's omnipresent. He has descended in this day. And in the churches come down to show that I'm here. He came with a book. Yes. By the way, he is the book. Can we say amen? Amen? Praise his wonderful name. He shall save his people. Who's his people? Those with the same nature. Those with the same life. Can we say amen? Amen. His people means of the same bloodline. Amen. That means they should have the same gene. And if we look at this quickly, God's desire, or God desire a union, and he cannot have a spiritual union outside of his kinfolks, because he's already revealed it in shadows and in types. He cannot have a union, a spiritual union outside of his kinfolks. And he's already showed that in shadows and in types in the Bible. Let me just kind of show you a few. Let's take Solomon, Songs of Solomon. Solomon speaks about my spouse, my sister, my spouse. Now you can't be sister and spouse. In this day and age, it's like an ancestral relationship. But that's not the case. When he said my sister, my spouse, he's speaking a language. He's speaking about somebody that had my same life, my same bloodline. And Abram married Sarah. Sarah was his sister. Same blood, same life, same nature. That's why young people should be careful not to marry outside of the church. Amen. Because you're looking for somebody that can come and serve the Lord with you together. Yeah. Somebody that can lift up their voices with you in church. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing where you can come as a family and worship the Lord together? Amen. You're not worried somebody's pulling you. No, no, no. Come, let us go. For as for me and my house, amen, we will serve the Lord. Amen. My sister, my spouse. It's a wonderful thing when Solomon speaks about that. Adam and Eve, same material. Amen. Amen. She was inside material. She wasn't outside material. The bride is not outside material. She's inside material. She's life of his life. She's bone of his bone. She's spirit of his spirit. Can we say amen? Amen. And Abram and Sarah. Sarah was his sister, yet his spouse. Why? They are the same father. Different mothers, but same father. And we have also the same father. Hallelujah. And we were in him before the foundation of the world. I said to the brothers last night, we weren't with him. We were in him. We were chosen in him. We were elected in him before the foundation of the world. That's why nobody can take you into hell. Nobody can put you in heaven, because you come from there. Nobody can even take you out from there, because you were ordained to be there. Your Father is light. Your Father is the Word. That makes you the Word tonight. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. I'm just laying a foundation here. And Brother Branham, when he speaks about Job, He says, Job, when God came to Job in Job chapter 30, Job was going through so much. And he was telling Job, Job, gird up your loins like a man and let us speak. You know, something when God starts speaking, and Job had no words. He says, speak, Lord. You know, because how do you challenge God? How do you confront God? How do you counsel Him? You cannot outsmart Him. You can't put Him in a corner. Whatever we go through, God is not in a checkmate. Never has been, never will be. Even in the fall in the Garden of Eden, God was never in a checkmate. When the news came up in heaven that Adam's race has fallen, God wasn't surprised. Oh, I need to come up with an idea. God has no second thought coming. His first thought is always the original thought. So He purposely left the gate open. He purposely made the beast to come in so that He can set in the plan of redemption. God loves to descend. Oh, did you hear that? God loves to descend. Amen. In Genesis, it's God descending. Yes. Amen. In the middle of the book, it's God descending. Amen. At the end of the book, it's God descending. Amen. He loves to be among His people. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves to come down. That's why, brother and sister, let's not put Him up there and say, oh God, You're somewhere there in heaven. Friends, God wants to be among us. Make Him a part of your life. Amen. Make Him a part of your morning. Amen. Make Him a part of your day. Amen. Make Him a part of your school. Amen. Make Him a part of your marriage. Whatever you do, make Christ number one. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we feel this is a bit too shallow for God. You know, I'll try and do this. He wants to be in that. You apply for a job, put God in that job. Amen. Amen. You want a business, put God in that business. Amen. You want the wife, put God in that wife. Amen. Is that right? Whatever you do, put God first. Because if we don't put... Now remember, we've got to trust Him. We have to trust Him. Amen. And I believe this day, this is the age where people are catching the headstone. And the prophet says, as she nears Him, she's so much like Him. Well, you see, I've been married now for 25 years. And we get that story back home. The kids tell us, you and your wife speak the same language. You talk the same. We know that. You know why? Because the two has become one. That's when we come into a spiritual union. The two becomes one. Yet we are separate beings, but yet in our talk, in our ways, in our behavior, we are one. And God desires that same relationship yet. So, friends, when God spoke to Job, He said, gird up your loins like a man. Let us speak. Now, obviously, if I was Job, I would have expected God to kind of tell me, why am I going through what I'm going through? Because He says, come, let us speak. But you see, God's thoughts, it's not your thoughts. His ways are not our ways. So when He came to Job, He didn't go back and say, Job, now you know what? I was actually the one that said, you know, when there was a conference in heaven. No. He started going before He was God. You didn't hear that. He started with Job and said, Job, let me tell you, before I was God, where were you?
Amen.
And that's where we have to start. You see, God is not going to come and stand and start explaining Himself. Why are you going through this? Why are you going through this? Why you had to lose 7 sons? Why you had to lose 3 daughters? Why your business went down? Why the house went down? Why the farm was burned down? God is not going to start explaining those things. What He's going to ask you is, where were you? Because if you can understand where you were, then you can understand what you're going through.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
And if you can trust Him, then where Job's children was. Oh, glory. Brother Mim says He never got them back in this life, but Job's children was on the other side waiting for Him.
Yes,
it's a promise. So God, when he comes down, he doesn't speak about, you know, why you had to lose your job and why this had to happen and why that had to happen, why the farm burned down, why the pigs had to die and why the horses was burned and why this. God don't explain himself because he's sovereign. There's things that God reveals and there's other things that he doesn't reveal. But he gives you a consolation. I will be with you. Basically, he was telling Job, I was with you. I was the one that planned it for you. Lord, you planned this for me. Yes, I did. To bring the best out of you. Oh, I like that. Why? God is busy developing character. Character is not a gift, friends. Listen, character is not freebies where God is just going to say, anybody wants character? Anybody? Character? Character? All about it. Extra, extra. God is not going to give you character that way. It's a victory. You see, we have temperaments, we have things in our genes that has been gifted by us, by our fallen parents and our fallen generations and so forth. There's things in our flesh that we don't like. Some of you don't like your skin. In Africa, they want to be white. They bleach themselves. Yes, they do. Am I right, Brother Aaron? Yeah, they bleach themselves. But you see on their fingertips, this guy's black. You ask yourself, brother, what's wrong with you? Why do you bleach yourself like this? You can see on his fingertips, this guy's black as black can be. But now he's got a beautiful skin. Where did you get this? He has to bleach himself all the time. Identity crisis. Amen. This is not a time to have an identity crisis. He has descended. You have been identified. I no longer call you church. I call you the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are enjoying Paul's message. We're enjoying what Paul preached. Paul said, I can't give you the meat of the word. I've got to give you the milk because you don't have things. You can't understand what I'm saying.